It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Friday. That means new music, November 2nd. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And today it's new music or different versions of songs perhaps you've heard before. And one of your picks for albums to review coming up later on today.
And an album that will make you sorry that the Traveling Wilburys were around before there was such a thing as text chains. But first, let's dig into one of today's biggest new releases, Bob Dylan's bootleg series, Volume 14. More blood, more tracks.
I just love this because they just keep going. This is one where it's a combination of recording sessions from New York and recording sessions from Minnesota and pulling out these really good versions. In fact, they were versions of songs that Bob Dylan was thinking of putting out.
Yeah. One reason that fans are really curious about this release is there's been this long-standing debate among Dylan fans regarding whether Blood on the Tracks should just have been done after Dylan finished recording in New York. So he first went into the studio in New York in September 1974, mostly recorded with just a single bassist and had these very sort of spare, intense, almost solo, very intimate recordings of pretty much every song on the album. And that could have just been Blood on the Tracks. But he decided at the last minute that he wanted to reapproach some of the songs, and he came home to Minnesota. So this is really Dylan's only major release to have been recorded substantially in the state where he was born.
Yeah, and it's kind of his brother's fault, or I guess we have his brother to thank. One way or the other, he showed the music to his brother. His brother was like, maybe you should go back and try again. And so he did.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there are actually no remaining outtakes or any kind of extra tracks from those Minnesota sessions. All there are the finished tracks that made it onto the album. Those have been remastered, but what you now have in this big six-disc set out today are all of the New York recordings, including all of the outtakes, all of the original versions of those tracks that he later re-recorded in Minnesota. So now fans can put together two different versions of the album, decide for themselves, was it the right decision to go back and revisit these tracks?
The one thing that stands out is really the vocals, because the final product has this echo that's been put over it, which is something that he was doing at the time, so it makes sense that it was there. But without it on these recordings that we now have, there is a younger sounding Bob Dylan.
So it's a really new way to approach one of Dylan's most beloved and classic albums. I don't know, Jade, what do you think it is about Blood on the Tracks that's made it such an important part of Dylan's catalog?
Well, it's just one of those albums where all of the songs on it are great to listen to. And it is, you know, kind of a traumatic, a breakup album. And Dylan had written political songs, but this was a really, like, a heartbreak. And I feel like a lot of people could relate to that.
Totally. Well, you have to buy the whole six-disc album if you want to get all those outtakes. But streaming online, there is a sampler with a bunch of different tracks that appear on the album, including this one we're going to play just a clip of, which has a different lyric than the one you might be familiar with.
If you're making love to her, kiss her for the kid who always has respected her for doing what she did. Oh, I know it had to be that way. It was written in the cards. Still the bitter taste still.
Time to check out the new releases coming out today. And this week we did something a little bit different. We asked you to vote on Twitter for an album to be covered in our roundup. And you voted overwhelmingly to hear about the new Tenacious D album, Post Apocalypto. This is the fourth album from Jack Black and Kyle Gass. The comedy musical is as boisterous and funny as their previous efforts, with the additional musicality of Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters on drums, I should add. So you can not only laugh, but you can truly rock out. The album kicks off with the energetic title track, Post Apocalypto.
End of the world. Searching for that special girl. She's the last one in the world.
Another one of your favorites in the Twitter vote was this new release from Pistol Annies. They're a country supergroup including Miranda Lambert, a.k.a. Lone Star Annie, Ashley Monroe, a.k.a. Hippie Annie, and Angelina Presley, a.k.a. Holler, Annie. The group formed in 2010. They released two albums. They were building momentum when, about 5 years ago, they decided to cancel a scheduled tour to, in the words of Miranda Lambert, take a breather. Well, recently she started a group text with the other members of the group with a new song idea, and that breather came to an end. The new album out today, Interstate Gospel, is a rollicking ride full of the trio's indomitable spirit and a classic country sense of humor on songs like Stop, Drop, and Roll One.
Vince Staples has proved himself to be one of the most innovative and experimental artists in hip-hop. In the surprise album, FM, Vince released this album, as he posted on Instagram, as a special project dedicated to my biggest fan and supporter since day one. He's talking about himself. Of course he is. It also seems like a celebration of where he's from, with a nod to his favorite Cali radio station and a ton of appearances from West Coast musicians, E-40, Kalani, Ty Dolla $ign, Tyga, and J-Rock, among others. Swirling and wavy beats bring out the heat of summer to songs like Fun.
We just wanna have fun. I'm so nerfy, my laws go viral for me right slow. About gay, I feet think I know why he no like me, he broke, we know.
Well, Bruce Springsteen's solo Broadway show, Springsteen on Broadway, has turned into a huge triumph for The Boss. The critics are raving, audiences are loving it, weeping, cheering. The Boss even got a Tony, even though he didn't submit the show. The Tonys just gave him one.
Yeah, they gave him a special, like, you're the best, you're the boss, just take it, please. Yeah.
So after a 14-month run at the Walter Kerr Theater, Springsteen on Broadway is going to close on December 15th. But that same night, a concert film documenting the show will start streaming on Netflix. And the preceding day, December 14th, there'll be the release of a soundtrack album. So today, Springsteen released as a teaser the Broadway recording of the Wrecking Ball song, Land of Hope and Dreams.
Oh, meet me in a land of hope.
That's your new release roundup for today. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer. We polled you on Twitter to see what albums you were interested in hearing us talk about, but we're also starting a group on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, search for The Current Music News. Join our Facebook group, and you can let us know what you're thinking about in the music news world. We'll share a little bit of our thinking regarding putting this podcast together, and we'll just all hang out together. It'll be kind of like a record listening party, except news-oriented. I don't know. Come join us. We'll figure it all out together. We'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines.
Big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Oh, meet me.